It was very disappointing. We probably felt we didn't play particularly well in the first half and hoped that we'd have a better second half, but it didn't transpire that way. And I suppose it was a challenging game because it was always nip and tuck. But once they got the goal, I suppose the game was allowed to be played in their terms then. So we have to put our hands up. There's days like that. You go out and you expect to do better and you think you're prepared to do better, but it just doesn't go your way. So, you know, I think we had probably more unforced errors than we'd like to have. We didn't protect our possession as well as we ought to do, and I suppose that put us on the back foot too often. And whenever Monaghan had the upper hand, particularly when they had a good lead, they definitely played the game on their terms, and we had to try and chase it, which made it easier for them to suck us in and cut on the break. So that's the way the world is nowadays. If you don't take the chances when they're there, then you probably pay the price.
They look very, very fresh and very, very up for it, and we at times look very heavy-legged and lacking an idea. So
yeah, well,
comment.
I mean, that happens. That happens often, you know, and it doesn't take much to change that. You know, if we'd have got a few scores, you know, or if we'd managed to get a goal, I think we'd have probably looked to have a more spring in our step. So it's not a case of you can just be as blunt as that and say they looked fresh and we looked jaded. But at times, I can see why you would say that. But I think even in the last 10 or 12 minutes there, when we were really well down, we got back a number of points to take the bad luck of the score, if you like, and probably could have had a few more during that time. But it would have been a false result, really. You know, we were well beaten on the
even
day.
A four-point score.
And it's a flattering, sort of scoreline for us, because we probably were beaten by much more than that.
Yeah. Mark Bradley's red card at the end. Did you see? We couldn't see what it happened.
I don't know. It appears that Joe McQuillan said that it was going into the melee or something like that. That's now a red card offence, causing a melee or taking part in a melee or whatever. I don't know. But so that's it. And so that's the way the rules are now. You've got to play with them.
Looking ahead to next week, it doesn't get any easier. Kerry and Oma and A lot.
It's not, obviously. But I don't know what day you'd go out in Division 1 and find an easy game anyway. So it's just a hard game and a harder game and another game and a hard game. You know, that's just the way it is. And that's why it's so important to get as many points as you can early in the season, because they won't be any easier to come by at the end of the season.
Can we just go back, I think, Ronan's injury was a clash or two together?
The doctors and the medical people just on precaution nowadays with this whole idea of head injuries. They want to check it out to see if it's safe to play on, and we have to take their judgment on it, that they thought it was safer for him to be cautious and come off, you know.
Are you surprised that Monaghan didn't apply the same to Kieran Hughes?
Well, I suppose I've been told before it's not for me to think about other people's teams, you know, so I don't want to get caught in that again. even though it shouldn't have really been that way, because I said many more things than that, but I just seemed to report that element of it, you know.
12 turnovers I counted inside their 65 in the first half alone. Like, mm-hmm. That is so unlike us.
I think a lot of them were we sort of misplaced the vital pass. So you can say that's bad play on our part, that we're, you know, too many unforced errors, but perhaps a lot of these are semi-forced at least, you know. So when people make mistakes, it's not always about just making a mistake. Sometimes the pressure of the opposition does it, but I think there was a number of those we'd call turnovers were actually unforced errors on our part, and we paid for it.
Is it partly, you know, you just put an awful lot of work into the way you played last year and playing off Cahill. Now the thing is kind of recalibrating, and is it that sort of uncertainty and that lack of a focal point maybe that's causing a wee bit of it?
No, I don't think we can be definitive at this stage about anything. You know, we've played two games, we've won one and we've lost one. We didn't play to our best any of the 2 days, but I think that, you know, you have to take each season as it comes, and you have to take the personnel at your disposal anytime it comes. So it's not just about Cahill McShane. We'd love to have him, of course, and he's gone. But your Matty Donnelly's injured at the minute. Paddy Hampsey's injured at the minute, who were very strong first-team players. Petey's just back there this week from being away 6 or 7 weeks. So obviously he wouldn't be fit for a whole game. So there's a lot of people, key players, that aren't in the position we'd like them to be at the minute. Richie Donnelly's still injured. There's a number of people who were starters in the game last year. Mark Bradley was only back there after being out for a year. You know, so there's lots of things happening that don't make us in a position to be at our very best. but we have to be the best we can be right now, and last week it was good enough, and today it wasn't.
I know you're fed up with the question, but Cahill, what's the latest there? He's home at the minute, so
yeah.
I mean, you said there he's out. Are you sort of counting without him for the year?
He's out because he's not playing here today, you know. So I always said I wouldn't give up hope till I was sure that he had signed an alternative arrangement. I'm not sure that has happened right yet, but I know that it's on the agenda.
If your heart of hearts, you're not expecting to see him then.
I didn't say that.
I'm asking you.
I tell you, I didn't say that.
What is the story with Paddy Hampsey and Richie Donnelly? How far are they?
They're coming back, but I don't expect them to be ready for next week, you know. But they're making progress, which is good. Some of these injuries are long term, and it takes a lot of time to get over them. And our players are doing their very best. Our medical people and all our strength and conditioning people are doing the best they can to get them, as many people, ready as possible. So that's the name of the game just right now.
Is Kerry, given that it was where your championship ended last year, is Kerry the sort of marker of where you're at?
Well, Kerry's Kerry, and you know, they're always a challenge. And I suppose we always feel that we have a better chance of challenging them at Omagh than we have in Killarney or Tralee. So, you know, we'll have to depend on that is our home venue, and we need to make some value out of that. If we can take some value out of it being a home venue for us, then hopefully we can put them under a bit of pressure. But, you know, going on today's performance, it doesn't look very bright for us right now. But that's our challenge over the next 7 days to see can we do better.
Does it change your sort of insight or what you're looking for out of the league? Are you now starting to think towards safety's plenty?
Well, safety is always the first goal anyway. So, I mean, that never changes. You want to get safety, but then you want to do as well as you can. And so the previous two seasons, we had a bad, good start and a bad finish. A bad start last year and a very good finish. So we were hoping we'd get a mix of the two, but it seems like it's going to be a bit of an up and down season again. So that's it. Two games played, one win and one loss. And I suppose it takes us from the top of the table to the mid-table position, and that's where we're at.
That Kerry forward line, it's possibly the most awesome in the country on its day. You're missing Paddy Hampsey, Megan McCarron, possibly Ronan McNamee. It's going to be a very long day, possibly, in Oman the next week.
Well, we're not guaranteed to be missing Ronan McNamee yet. Now, he was taken off as a precaution by the medics, so I would still be optimistic that he could be available next week. But yes, Paddy Hampsey and Michael McCarron, these boys are all huge losses for us. But you have to do what you have, what you can, with the people you have at any given time. And yes, you know, there's not many full forwards that will be more difficult to deal with than the Kerry one, but that's why we're in this division, to try and learn to deal with those kind of things.